So first of all, can you tell us a bit about yourself and who you are?
My name's Amanda. I'm now a sessional worker at the 218 service. I was in the service 3 years ago, and I'm now a paid employer. I got so much out of the service. When I came here, I was totally broken. I had no confidence, no self-esteem. I came straight from the hospital. Where I nearly died, and I phoned up the 218 and I got in right away from the hospital, and I came in here and I got the medical attention because there's nurses here 24/7, there's the doctor comes in, I got all my dressings done, I was eating healthy, I was eating too much sometimes, and I was just, do you know how, like, getting group work, looking at my offending behaviour, being challenged on my behaviour. I had to change my thinking. I also get out to fellowship meetings, which has been a big part of my recovery. I also get the opportunity to detox off my methadone, and I'm now 3 years total abstinent. I've also come back to the 218 service to do like DVDs for their 10-year anniversary. I've been invited back as a speaker to talk to the judges and the lawyers about what I got out of the service. And I know if it wasn't for me getting in here, I would be dead. I literally would be dead because I was totally, my addiction had just ripped the life right out of me. It was just an existence I had. Do you know how when I've come into recovery and I'm like a new woman? Do you know how totally new woman with confidence and self-esteem? I've got a lovely wee tenancy that I look after, my health so much better. I've had a major operation in recovery as well. And it's amazing how your mental health and your body can repair when you take when you're not using substances. It's just like we talk about a life beyond your wildest dreams. I came here in March for an interview, and I got the job that day. The women stuff has been a big part of my recovery, and it's all about helping. Because see, helping people today, that helps me to stay clean a day at a time. Because if I can help one woman, I feel my job's done.
So do you? Obviously, you said you had some interactions with like hospitals and prisons and things like that before this.
Yeah.
Was it a big difference here from how it was when you were interacting more with those services?
Yeah, totally, because like I feel like in prison you were just put in a cell, that was it. There was no support. You were the officers just turned the key, you couldn't get a chat with them, you couldn't be supported, nobody encouraged you. It was all the jail mentality with who's getting all that street talk. That was all still in the prison. You're not allowed to talk about anything like that in here. You're challenged on your behaviour in here. People now support you in here and they'll sit and listen to you in here. You don't get that in prison.
So is that why you decided to come and work here after your rehabilitation?
Yeah, because as I say, the women's stuff's been a big part of my recovery. You know how I love being here, I love supporting the women and helping the women. Fellowship meetings have been a big part of my recovery. That's my support network. Doing 2 years of volunteering in the care field has been a big part of my recovery. Do you know how I couldn't even talk when I came in here? I was totally shut down. I didn't know any other way of life before. I was using since I was 15. And I've been clean for nearly 3 years now. And for in such a short time, in 3 years, to come back in here as a staff member is beyond my wildest dreams.
Okay, so final question. They're talking about using this kind of approach more in for female prisoners throughout Scotland. What do you think about that?
I think it's fantastic. If there'd be more women's services like the 218, because I believe, well, from my own experience, this is what's made me. If I didn't get in here, I wouldn't be here. So I know if there was more stuff like this for women, even women and kids as well, now if there was more support for women other than prison, because you just go to prison, you're up there with all the same mentality, and you're no changing in prison. And all you're thinking about is your lib grant to get out to use. That's all. Nothing changes in prison. Well, nothing changed for me in 20 years in prison. It was coming to 218 that's helped me change my life.